Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So this is as of 5 a.m. this morning. I'm just going to give you a quick metal count first. Today at 5 a.m. Eastern time, there have been changes since, but we are leading, of course, in medals. Actually, we're tied with China for 66. 22 gold, 27 silver, 17 bronze, and China also at 66, and they have more golds than we do. But, you know, we're doing all right.
Doing all right.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
This poor woman, Pamela Ware, she is a diver from Canada, and she was competing in the 3-meter springboard semifinal. And this poor girl, she was attempting the most difficult dive of the competition, but she bailed on it halfway through.
This is the most difficult dive, by the way, of the entire competition, 3.5.
This dive could be spectacular. She's got all the makings of a gorgeous 3.5.
Oh, no! Oh.
Pamela Ware.
There's a failed dive.
Oh. I am going to say that I am very proud of myself. I was so ready for this competition, and I made a mistake. I have done everything possible to make it to where I am, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving up. This competition does not define me. I'll be around for another 3 years, so thank you so much again for your encouragement.
I mean, literally, she stepped at the end of the board and then just stepped off the board. Wow. And just went in foot first. She just kind of like plopped down into the water.
Yeah, it looks like her knees sort of like she, you know, like
lost her balance or something right there at the end. And she, and then it was almost like she tried to stop herself.
Mm-hmm, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because she was going to do a do-over and she just kind of just went, kind of plopped into the water. Yeah. Bless her heart. That's just gotta suck.
You don't
so
get a
bad.
Do-over, or do you get like,
you know, I think
do you
if
get
you,
to go more than once and then they take your high score, or is that it?
I'm not 100% sure. I think there are several rounds that you go. But I think if you stop yourself before you fall off the board, like you can start but then stop and then start again, there's a penalty for that, but you still get to finish
you still get
the,
to do dive. The dive.
Yeah, I think once you're off the board, you're done.
It was the 3-meter springboard, so she failed that dive, resulting in no points. She did finish in 18th place, so the top 12 move forward.
To the finals.
Yeah.
And we do know exactly what happened with Simone Biles, so this is a bit of a spoiler alert if you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Hit mute for the next 15,
3 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Simone Biles got bronze. In the balance beam.
So we'll get to watch it tonight, though. I believe it comes on between 8 and 11:30 p.m.
Yep. Somewhere in
probably
there.
Probably closer to 11:30.
It's definitely going to be 11:30.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Why does Hugh Jackman have a big bandage on his nose? We'll tell you what's going on there. Also, news on Kathy Griffin, Ellen Pompeo, and badass actors doing their own stunt. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 641. Weather-wise, going to be nice. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, high of 81. Right now, 63. Cincinnati's Q102.
Yeah, we heard yesterday that Kathy Griffin has been diagnosed with lung cancer. She posted on Instagram, "I'm about to go into surgery to have half of my left lung removed. The doctors are very optimistic as it is stage 1. Hopefully, if everything goes well, surgery might take care of it. In that case, she'd be able to avoid chemo and radiation, and she could retain normal function with her breathing. It's even possible that she's recovered within a month."
Was she a smoker?
No.
I was going to say.
She wasn't. So, wow, this is weird. Where did it come from? Do they know?
Yeah. No. I mean, she does have a family history. I mean, that could be it. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She shaved her head in honor of her sister who was battling cancer. She has since passed, but she also lost a brother to cancer in 2014. So,
oh my goodness.
But she does say, you know what? There is also some longevity in my genes. She says her mother passed away last year at the age of 99. So,
oh, I found audio.
Let's listen. Kathy, it's 60.
Just days ago, like I think 2 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I was definitely in shock. I'm still a little bit in shock, not denial, but I still like once a day, I'll just turn to like nobody next to me and go, "Can you believe this? Is this a bitch or what?"
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, gosh.
She's pretty healthy. I mean, doesn't she she's ripped.
She
so
works
we know
out
that she
right.
works yeah. out. And with a body like that, I would assume that she's eating right and
seemingly lived a healthy
yeah,
lifestyle.
Yeah, by all appearances. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, Hugh Jackman revealed that he is undergoing a skin biopsy over a possible cancer scare, and that's why he's got a big old bandage on his nose right now. In a video on social media, he said that his dermatologist saw something on his nose. It was a little weird, and they just wanted to take extra precautions and just be safe.
Hey, guys. Just want to let you know, I just went to see Lisa and Trevor, my amazing dermatologists and doctors. And they saw something that was a little irregular, so they took a biopsy, getting a check. So if you see a shot of me with this on, do not freak out. Thank you for your concern. I'll let you know what's going on, but they think it's probably fine. But just remember, go and get a check and wear sunscreen. Don't be like me as a kid. Just wear sunscreen.
Yeah, because if you don't tell people why you have the bandage on, the paparazzi's going to get a shot of him and say, oh, he got in a bar fight or something.
Yeah.
You know, somebody
yeah.
broke his nose.
Or he's getting a nose job consultation something bizarre.
Yeah. I need to get a dermatologist, man. I used to have one. She left the practice. Some of these places, I mean, they either aren't taking new patients or you're on
it's
a
hard to get into a dermatologist.
Yeah, we need more dermatologists.
We do. For sure.
So that's on my list of things to do.
Yeah. There is a list going around right now that is letting you guess which actors do their own stunts and which ones were done by stunt doubles. Hmm. And here are some of the highlights. Remember in Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark where Indy is outrunning a 300-pound boulder?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison Ford did it himself 10 times.
Now, that boulder was made of plastic.
It was... So. Big.
What yeah. about the scene with Michael Gross and Reba McEntire in the epic film Tremors?
They didn't make the highlight list, so I can't help you there. We'll right. have to dig a little deeper.
Didn't Scarlett Johansson do all of her stunts on Black Widow?
Well, in some of them she did, but in the Avengers, Black Widow jumps onto Captain America's shield to be propelled upward. I remember that. She had a stunt double that did it.
Oh.
And she has been doing, the same stunt double has been doing Black Widow stunts since Iron Man 2. Malcolm in the Middle, I don't know if you remember, Bryan Cranston's character had to be covered in 10,000 live bees.
Oh, gosh.
He did that himself, and he only got stung one time.
Wow.
In Star Wars A New Hope, Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia swing on a rope together to get away from stormtroopers. And Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, they did that stunt themselves.
How about that?
Let's see. End of Spider-Man, Far From Home. When Spider-Man takes MJ swinging through the sky and street, Zendaya and Tom Holland were actually lifted about 110 feet in the air for this swinging stunt. So they did it.
Hmm.
Here is the most disappointing one on the list for me.
Uh-oh.
I was very, you know, Crazy Stupid Love is one of my absolute favorite movies of all
Are
time.
Are you going to tell me,
I
please
love
don't ruin
that
it.
That movie.
Did he?
The Dirty Dancing lift when Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
That's not real.
When she picks him up. Well, it was Ryan, but there was a stunt double that was used for Emma.
That is such Boo. An epic part of the movie. Why? Why didn't he just pick
Boo.
Her up?
Well, you know what? It takes a lot of. Core, I mean, you know, when she's up there, she's got to be late. That takes a ton of core strength and,
yeah,
you know, her butt and True. Her thighs. Oh, I mean, yeah. that's it takes a whole lot of strength.
I feel like
to
she's
that.
So small, he could just whip her up there.
Well,
and
he
be
did.
Fine.
I mean, he can. I mean, obviously, he can do the stunt. God. It was just really hard for her. So
just the thought of his
it.
Stomach in that scene of that movie is just really making my Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry. Quantum of Solace, James Bond jumps out of a three-story building onto a moving bus. Daniel Craig did the stunt even though he doesn't like heights. He even had to jump before the bus was actually underneath him. Can you imagine?
No.
And in the Taken movies, Liam Neeson's character jumps buildings and crashes through glass quite a few times. Yeah, he's got a stunt double. But he did do his own fight choreography.
Well, so he's a little
he's
older.
He's an old guy.
Yep.
I was yep. thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we cut him a little slack on that.
Yeah. BuzzFeed has the complete list, but those are some of the highlights.
I don't think I would be doing my own stunts.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Grey's Anatomy here for a second. There are times where it just feels like Grey's Anatomy may never end. But if it does... Ellen Pompeo plans on taking a break from acting afterwards.
No!
Yes. Yes. In fact, she wants to invest in businesses and try new things like the podcast she's debuting in the fall called Tell Me. And she talked about this in Laura Brown's podcast.
I have a couple of really exciting things that I'm working on that I'm not quite ready to speak about yet. But I'm definitely working on my next chapter, so to speak. I don't know that it's sitting in a trailer watching myself on screen. I'm not saying I would never act again. I very well may. But I'm not super excited about continuing my acting career. I'm more entrepreneurial at this stage, and I'm excited about investing in businesses and starting businesses. And that's an area of growth that I'm excited about, using my brain in a different way.
Well, that's great. I mean, you had a successful acting career.
Yeah, a really good run
show.
There.
You have a lot to be proud of. It's be a good place to wrap it up.
Is she married?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is 51. Ellen Pompeo, she's been starring on Grey's since she was about 35 years old.
Wow.
She just looks younger.
I was going to say, I thought she was about 10 years younger than that.
No, she's done. I mean, she looks the exact same, honestly. She looked a little younger because they do
tired.
A lot of, they're doing a lot of flashback scenes now that they're kind of rounding out the whole thing. And so she looked really young back then.
Grey's is entering its 18th season this fall.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
A lot of people are speculating this will be the end, but who knows?
Yeah, wow. It has to be.
There's nobody left in Seattle that needs brain surgery.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they did kill off a number of people last season, but I feel like they need to bring something back full circle. Like maybe they need to bring some people back that they didn't. Because remember last season, you guys probably don't know because you don't watch, but they did this. She had COVID and she was in this like dream sequence where she was in a coma.
And McSteamy came back.
McSteamy, her sister, George. There were all these people that came back. So I'm wondering if maybe they're going to try and bring back even more people.
Well, she'll die and then join them all in the afterlife.
She can't because she has those kids. And who's going to watch the kids? Because Derek's already dead.
All right, we're going to move on now.
So yesterday, Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer joined forces on Instagram, and they announced the first ever official Friends merch collection.
Oh, I saw that.
So it's a limited edition thing. It's only 4 weeks. Prices range from $20 for mugs to $50 for hoodies. Designs are inspired by iconic scenes from the show's first three seasons. Portion of the proceeds will go to charity.
I saw Jennifer Aniston put this up on our Instagram yesterday. She was like wearing the hat, wearing a hat and holding a mug and holding up a shirt or something.
Yeah, there was a cute picture of Monica and it says, I know.
It just needs to say seven.
And then there's another shirt that's got Jennifer Aniston's character and she's like, who is FICA and why are they taking
my
money?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite lines.
Pretty
who
good
is
one.
This FICA person?
Yeah. All right, anything else, Jen?
So cool. No, that's it.
All right,
for
that
now.
Is your latest E-News for now. We'll have more for it coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two fake, one real. Guess the real headline and win.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.